NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by new Extra Strength Ultra Bright Toothpaste. And now here's William Litauer.
President Johnson aimed both criticism and a warning at Congress today. As he signed into law a $70 billion defense money bill, he was critical of $1.5 billion, which the Congress cut, and said the uncertainty of the Vietnam War may force him to seek additional funds in January. Later, during a news conference at his Texas ranch, the president said he is convinced more than ever that a 10% income tax surcharge is needed. He added that every day's delay in enacting the tax increases the danger of a more burdensome tax, an inflation tax. As for last night's offer to halt the bombing of North Vietnam if it will lead to prompt and productive peace talks, Mr. Johnson indicated he had said nothing new. He said he felt the same message had been stated time and time again, and the president said there has been no reply from Hanoi to the latest offer. On another subject, President Johnson told newsmen he will nominate Irwin Griswold to be Solicitor General, the government's top trial lawyer. Griswold, the dean of Harvard University Law School, would succeed Thurgood Marshall, who has been elevated to the Supreme Court. More news after this for Ultra Bright.
Come here, Rover, you lucky dog. You having a master like me. Do you know who just called me for a date? Madeline. Now, why would Madeline call me? My dashing good looks. I'm not very good looking, Rover. My money. Well, I don't have any money, Rover. Now, why did Madeline call me? I mean, there's nothing different about me, except maybe my toothpaste. My toothpaste? Of course! It's the Ultra Bright! The Ultra Bright toothpaste! That's it, Rover! It works! Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal!
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste so wildly refreshing, you know your breath is the freshest, your teeth the brightest. That's sex appeal, and that's Ultra Bright.
Rover, after Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Once again, David Rush.
Colonel Robin Olds, the leading pilot of the Vietnam War with four MiGs to his credit, returned home to Washington today and was given a hero's welcome by his wife, former actress Ella Raines. Olds will report to the Air Force Academy, where he'll take over as commandant on November 1st. As the South Vietnamese National Assembly continued to debate whether the September 3rd election should be invalidated, militant Buddhists continued their anti-government protests. A report from Jack Paxton, NBC News, Saigon.
The South Vietnamese government seems to be trying a new tactic with people who demonstrate against it. That is, let them demonstrate. There were two protest marches in Saigon today, and the national police restrained themselves through both of them. The militant Buddhists held the first demonstration in front of Independence Palace. They demanded the government recognize the militant sect, rather than the moderates, as the official spokesman for all South Vietnam's Buddhists. Later in the day, a mob of students marched on the National Assembly to protest the September 3rd presidential election. Not until students began tearing down a large billboard did the police disperse the crowd. Then they used only the force that seemed necessary. Not an injury was reported all day. Jack Paxton, NBC News, Saigon.
The district attorney of Tijuana, Mexico, said sugar contaminated by the insecticide parathion has been determined the exact source of poisoning that killed 17 children last week. He said the insecticide was stored in a Mexicali warehouse alongside sugar that was shipped to Tijuana. It was first thought contaminated milk or bread was the cause of the deaths. The Post Office Department reportedly plans to eliminate railway post office cars from 162 passenger trains before the end of this year. The action would result in a $17 million annual loss to the railroads. More in a moment.
Most people who are self-supporting are wage earners. Every penny they earn comes from the salaries they receive for time and service given to their employers. Isn't it reasonable, then, for them to expect to have some say about their working hours and their pay? Over 500,000 members of the Retail Clerks Union have found that it is to their advantage to join together to bargain collectively with their employers for good working conditions. For more information, write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036.
In the American League pennant race, Minnesota trails Boston 2-1 in the fifth inning, and Detroit leads California 5-0 after four innings. Mrs. Hannah Nixon, mother of former Vice President Richard Nixon, died today in a California nursing home. She was 82 years old. Scientists will try to maneuver the Pacific 2 satellite into a hanging orbit tonight. If all goes well, the vehicle will add new channels to the Pacific leg of the worldwide network of communication satellites. Again, the top story of the hour, President Johnson criticizes Congress for defense cuts and prods lawmakers on tax increase. David Rush, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when the Retail Clerks International Association brings you NBC Monitor News.
Don't just leave your dollar here on the monitor. Lean back and stay a while now.
Hi, Jack Haskell here is your host for Monitor 67, where you keep up with everything that's new, including the latest developments on the American League pennant race, in on-the-spot reports from Tiger Stadium in Detroit and Fenway Park in Boston. The scores right now, after five innings, and it's Boston 2, Minnesota 1. And out in Detroit, it's the Tigers 5, California nothing at the end of five innings. Right now, here's Peggy Lee with her latest. I feel it. Message meant for you. The in drink for high-spirited people is sparkling champagne. C-H-A-M-P-L-E. The in crowd has discovered that champagne looks and sparkles like champagne. Buy it wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. C-H-A-M-P-L-E. Like nothing else you ever tasted except champagne. Sparkling champagne malt liquor. Champale Incorporated, Trenton, New Jersey. Next, monitors ring around the world. A weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this country and abroad. Brought to you by RCA Victor. See all that's new in home entertainment now during RCA Victor Week.
There's gotta be a reason.
Gotta be a reason.
There's gotta be a reason. When you're first in color TV.
When you're first in color TV, there's got to be a reason. And now's the time to see all the reasons, because it's RCA Victor Week at your RCA Victor dealers. Come in and see RCA Victor's 1968 line of color TV sets and other RCA Victor products. This is the time your dealer is offering exciting values in new RCA Victor color TVs, black and white TVs, radios, stereos, and tape recorders.
When you first in color TV, there's gotta be a reason.
See all the reasons at your RCA Victor dealers now during RCA Victor Week.
In the past 20 years, fatal automobile accidents resulting from drunken driving have nearly doubled in this country. But the problem is increasing in other countries, too. For a report on highway accidents and drinking in Germany, here's Gary Cutley of NBC News in Berlin.
If there is one thing a German enjoys more than racing down an autobahn at 90 miles an hour, it's probably drinking a tall glass of German beer. Unfortunately, Germans, like motorists in many countries, are doing more of both. The result is a steady increase in drunken driving and accidents involving drunken drivers. 30% of all fatal accidents in West Germany involve drivers who have had a few too many. That works out to slightly over 5,000 deaths a year just because someone enjoyed himself too much at a party. German police have cracked down hard on drunken driving with stiff tests and penalties. If you are driving in West Germany, police may stop you and ask you to breathe into a plastic tube. If the crystals in the tube turn green, it means you have been drinking too much. Some inventive German drivers try to beat the test by using tablets and throat sprays, which are supposed to lower the alcoholic content in the breath. The police, though, are usually quick to spot the ruse, and further tests can be ordered to determine just how much a driver drank before he drove. Once caught, the drunken driver faces a barrage of penalties, ranging from temporary loss of his driver's license to a jail sentence. Despite these penalties, Germans continue to drink and drive. Government efforts to lower the maximum level of alcoholic content allowed in a person, in other words, the amount a driver may drink, is vigorously opposed by West Germany's powerful liquor firms and breweries. Heavy drinking and fast driving have long been traditions in Germany. Now they are real problems. But it's difficult, if not impossible, to change a person's habits, and there is little chance that Germany is going to solve the problem of its drunken drivers. Garrick Utley, NBC News, Berlin.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this and other countries. Further reports on the worldwide problem of drunken driving will be brought to you throughout the weekend. This report has also been brought to you by Brock Candies. As you probably know, it's a Monitor Candy Weekend. And what fits the bill better than Brock's Chocolate Bridge Mix? That's B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's. With 11 different centers, Brazil nuts, peanuts, raisins, creams, all kinds of munchy crunchies, all covered with a special blend of chocolate to best go with each center. Brock's Chocolate Bridge Mix, at the Chocolates to Cheer About display in your store.
By the bay, or by the box, chocolate to cheer about, come from Brock's, B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's.
At 16 minutes after the hour, you're tuned to Monitor 67. And just ahead, we'll be hearing from Joe Garagiola with a bit of sports history as he talks about pennant playoffs in the past years. So be sure to stay right here. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Next time you have a business trip coming up, make it your business to have some fun. Take your wife along. When you see how much you save on TWA, you'll wonder why you ever left her home. Your wife can go with you to any TWA city in the country almost any day of the week for one-third off the regular jet coach fare. And while you're both with us, the nicest things happen. Meals cooked to your order right on your jet. And on longer flights, movies by in-flight motion pictures, plus 8 channels of good listening. Remember, TWA never cuts the service. Just the fare.
Welcome to the world of friends, world.
Our best to your wife.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. J.
Jack Haskell, continuing with Monitor 67, and here's some ball scores. California, nothing. Detroit, 5 after 5 innings. Minnesota, 1. Boston, 2 after 5 innings. And now we hear the voice of Pat Boone with a new one. By the time I get to Phoenix.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll find the note I left there hanging on her door, and she will laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. But I've let that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. I guess you'll stop at lunch to give me a call, but you'll just that empty phone just keep on ringing on the wall. That's all. By the time I leave Oklahoma,
the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Sitco presents music to relax and change your spark plugs by. You get more than spark plugs changed. Sitco can change your whole attitude about gas stations. You see, while you're waiting for us to put the plugs in, we'll take the boredom out. At Sitco, you can get some driving tips, treat the kids to a soft drink, even plan a holiday. Because we believe a good gas station can be deadly serious about your car without being deadly dull. Sitco, you may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
If your skin is bothered by chafing and minor irritations, and you want it to feel comforted, soothe it with Ammons medicated powder. Ammons helps your skin's natural defenses with moisture absorbents, help keep skin dry, cool feeling, comfortable, with skin protectives to guard against rubbing and chafing.
And Ammons is an effective deodorant, too. Helps keep you fresh all over.
For the protection your skin needs, use Ammons every day.
Thank you.
the fog. Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by Brock's Candies. Here's Joe.
The word that we've been hearing so much lately is playoff. And I'll be back to talk about what that's come to mean after this from Brock's Candy.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's Monitor Candy Weekend. And when you mention candy, I just naturally think chocolate. When I think chocolate, I think Brock's Pure Chocolate. And when I think Brock's Pure Chocolate, I think smooth, man, smooth. B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's. And when you think smooth, you begin to get the idea of what Brock's own pure chocolate is all about. The wonderful chocolate they cover all those wonderful candies with. Yes, Brock's makes their own pure chocolate. Makes special blends of chocolate for each candy center. And it all starts with cocoa beans. Brock's bean buyers are smooth customers. They know their cocoa beans, and they buy the best. And you wouldn't believe what those beans got to go through at Brock's before becoming that creamy, smooth chocolate covering the nuts and fruits and creams and chewies and crunchies known as Brock's Chocolates. They're something else.
By the bay, or by the back, chocolate you hear about comes from Brock's. B-R-A-C-H-S-Brock's.
Once again, here's Joe.
Since we've all been hearing so much lately about pennant playoffs, I figured it might be a good idea to look at some of the playoffs that have happened and see how sharp you are on that subject. Let's start off with the basics. There have been four playoffs in the National League and one in the American League. In 1946, it was the Cardinals and the Dodgers. 2 years later, the only American League playoff was between Cleveland and Boston. In 1951, the Giants played the Dodgers in the only Subway playoff. In 1959, it was the Dodgers again, this time against Milwaukee. 3 years later, the Dodgers kept their record of having been in every National League playoff when they met the San Francisco Giants. Let's suppose that you were a general manager and you had to make the choice of starting your playoff series at home or on the road. In a three-game playoff, the first game is played in one city and the last two in the other city. Which would you choose? Well, if you're going to use history as a guide, you don't get much help. On one hand, the team that's won the first game has always won the playoff. And on the other hand, of the 11 games played, the visitors have won six and the home team five. Not much to choose from. Now I'd like to test your knowledge. Bobby Thompson once hit a home run that won a playoff game. Most fans remember that it happened in 1951. But my question is, what game was it? Well, if you said it was the third game, you're right. But you're only half right. Most people forget that in the first game of that playoff, the Giants beat the Dodgers 3-1. And the margin of victory was a two-run home run by Bobby Thompson. For some reason, not as much attention is paid to the 1959 playoff as to the rest, but it was probably the closest of them all. The Dodgers won two straight from the Braves, but the score of the first game was 3-2, and the second one was a 12-inning job that the Dodgers won 6-5. Which club is in better shape for a World Series, one that's coasted to the pennant or one that's had to win a playoff? Well, history really doesn't give you much choice. Three teams have won playoffs and then won the series, but the other two winners were beaten. Are playoff games usually close? It seems that they are, since 7 of the 11 played have been decided by either one run or two. Only two games have been shutouts. Clem Levine of the Brooklyn Dodgers beat the New York Giants 10-0 in 1951, and Billy Pierce of the San Francisco Giants shut out the Los Angeles Dodgers 8-0 in 1962. And now for the big question. In the very first playoff game ever played back in 1946, which player got three hits in four times at bat? Nope. Wasn't Terry Moore, because he was up five times. Did somebody say Enos Slaughter or Red Shane Deans? No, they only got two hits. Muzio? Nope, he only got one. Don't give up. I'll give you one small hint. Okay? You ready? Here comes the hint. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports. And now this for the associates. You know, this weekend there's football in one stadium and baseball in another. And a good sports fan doesn't know which way to turn, just like a guy with too many bills. Of course, if you've got too many bills, the people to turn to are the folks at Associates Finance Company. They're nice people with money to loan you, and chances are they'll loan you that money quickly and conveniently. If you've got money problems, look in the yellow pages for the Associates, nice people with money.
Joe Garagiola is heard every weekend on Monitor. Incidentally, we're keeping up to date on the American League pennant race with on-the-spot reports from Detroit and Boston, as well as the scores inning by inning. Right now, in the After 6.5 innings, it's Boston 2 moving up, Minnesota 2. And in Detroit, it's the Tigers 5, California nothing. After 6 innings. After the pennant's decided, NBC will be covering the World Series, too. Nationwide Monitor, the spot on your dial for information and entertainment, wherever you are in the USA. In the coastal areas of Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina, our friends hear us on WSAV Savannah, Georgia. Now, roll call time for all our NBC stations. Then we'll be back. I'm Jack Haskell.
A note for sports fans. American League playoff games will be heard right here on the NBC Radio Network.
Back to school time, and you can get free school book covers at any Wetson's. Yes, for free while Wetson's supply lasts. Whenever it's eating time, go to Wetson's, famous for 100% all-beef hamburgers, quick service, low prices, and other delicious mouth-watering food energy delights. Enjoy those palate-pleasing 100% all-beef hamburgers, or Wetson's succulent southern fried chicken, crisp and tender, with golden brown French fries, only 69 cents. And for a refreshing thirst quencher, ask for a Wetson's creamy thick shake in your favorite flavor, only 25 cents. Among other Wetson's food favorites, 100% all beef cheeseburgers at 25 cents. And for hearty eaters, there's the double cheeseburger at 45 cents. And for dessert, Wetson's hot apple pie, only 15 cents. Anytime you're ready for a real eating pleasure, refresh yourself at Wetson's Hamburger Drive-In Restaurants. Wetson's opened every day and night in Syosset, Long Island. There's a Wetson's at 321 Jericho Turnpike. And for the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book. National League 3 wins, American League 2 going into the sixth game of the 1967 Dream World Series. Monday at 7:45 p.m. exclusively on WNBC New York.
Next, the solid gold voice of Tony Bennett singing Something in Your Smile.
Something in your smile speaks to me. Something in your eyes shows me the way and helps me to something in your voice seems something of your warmth stayed in my heart and made me a part of you for just a little while. So think of me as someone.
Yourself. You'll know why this great beer has earned the name the Champagne of Bottle Beer. Available in cans, on tap, or familiar crystal clear bottles.
Miller's High Life, the Champagne of Bottle Beer. Sparkling, flavorful, and distinctive.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
While you drive, it's NBC. Monitor on NBC.
Once again, Haskell for Monitor 67, keeping you up to date with what's new in the weekend world. This particular weekend, one of the big stories is the American League pennant race, and we'll have on-the-spot reports about that blazing finish they're having. Right now, here's some information. Boston has moved ahead. Boston 3, Minnesota 2 after 6 innings. Detroit 5, California nothing after 7. Also in a few minutes, Leonard Probst will be with us to fill us in on the openings and closings of the new Broadway theater season. Meantime, let's listen to our petite British cousin, Petula Clark, as she sings about a fancy dancing man.
Fancy man, fancy man, who do you think you're putting on?
Guys, Gene and Henry, think they've got it made carting home the loot. All those Brock's candies. That's B-R-A-C-H, Brock's. Little did they know that I've got a secret supply of Brock's chocolate-covered cherries stashed away here, just for Monitor Candy Weekend. You ever have a Brock's chocolate-covered cherry? Man, take a look inside that thick chocolate and see that big, fat cherry. I mean plump and red. Not a little piece of cherry or half a cherry, but a bona fide whole cherry nestled in creamy, smooth, cordial sauce. And the chocolate itself, man, it's thick, heavy, and creamy. Brock's make their own, you know, and it's blended to a tea to make the cherry taste, well, cherrier. Get Brock's chocolate-covered cherries at the Chocolates to Cheer About display in your store.
By the bay, oh, by the bay, chocolate to cheer about, come from Brock's.
The beginning of a new theater season on Broadway is always a time of excitement in New York, as the public, not to mention the actors, producers, and playwrights, anxiously await the critical verdict on their brain children. But so far this year, the high hopes haven't been fulfilled, as we hear now from our man along the Broadway beat, Leonard Probst.
Old-fashioned plays done in old-fashioned ways. That's how the new season began. And after a look at the new plays, I began wondering, what's happening at the movies? But things may pick up on Broadway, and soon, I hope. Three new plays open this first week of the new season. As of tonight, all three will have given their final performance. That leaves the boards free for new plays, new ideas, and new first-night crowds. In fact, the way things are going, the only crowds on Broadway are the first-night crowds. We first-nighters huddle together as part of a strange band of people watching an expensive art form, an art experience that exists for only a few days before it's gone forever. As for the three plays, Monday night it was Burl Ives in Dr. Cook's Garden by Ira Levin, with Ives playing Dr. Cook. Dr. Cook gets rid of people who are deformed, difficult, or find out what he's up to, the same way he keeps his garden healthy and prospering. He weeds them out, poisoning them. He weeds out 30 people before he's discovered by another doctor. It sounds implausible, and it is. Wednesday night, a British play by Bill Naughton. In England, it was called Spring and Port Wine. But on Broadway, that was changed to Keep It in the Family. The locale was changed to Massachusetts, and in addition to being misplaced, it was miscast. Patrick McGee, a superior actor from Ireland, played the tyrannical father who has troubles ruling his large family. He was the only non-American actor on stage, and it seemed as though the rest of the family had gotten into the wrong house. Playhouse, that is. It was not a bad play, just tepid and mechanical in dealing with an interesting subject. Thursday night, Alfred Drake opened in The Song of the Grasshopper, a fable about people who are good, solid types, like ants, as against those who are grasshopper types, types who are more interested in playing around and having all the fun. The fun was in the fable, but not on the stage. So much for a bad first week. Three down and the rest of the season to go. But let's not throw in the towel, not yet. There have been a number of predictions that this would be a very good season. In fact, the show business newspaper Variety this week describes Broadway managers as being euphoric about the new season. Already there are those calling this season a flop. Both are wrong. Only a fool would predict how the 50 plays that make up this season will turn out, and it takes only a few good plays to make a good season. As for next week, a most interesting new drama is opening. It's The Birthday Party by Harold Pinter, the English playwright whose play The Homecoming was the best on Broadway last year. This is Leonard Probst, NBC News, New York, and that's it from Broadway.
There's gotta be a reason.
There's gotta be a reason.
There's gotta be a reason when you're first in color TV. There's gotta be a reason. And RCA Victor's gotta go.
When you're first in color TV, there's got to be a reason. See all the reasons now during RCA Victor Week. Your RCA Victor dealer is offering exciting values in new color and black and white TV, radios, stereos, and tape recorders.
This is Monitor 67 with more of everything ahead, including on-the-spot reports on the progress of the tight finish of the American League pennant race. So stay right with us here on the Monitor Beacon.
Long ball hitters Mugel and Mays compete with Ruth and DiMaggio. Carl Hubbell faces Lefty Gomez, and Roy Campanella and Mickey Cochran are behind the plate. It's the sixth game of the 1967 Dream World Series. Will it be the last, as the National League goes for its fourth and final victory? Or will the American League tie it up? No one knows but the computer. For the baseball thrill of a lifetime, make sure you're there for every pitch of this critical game in the 1967 Dream World Series, Monday at 7:45 p.m., exclusively on WNBC. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Keeping your windshield crystal clear during stormy weather is no longer the simple squeegee operation that it was years ago. The large curved windshields on today's cars present a complex engineering problem. That is, to keep even pressure on every inch of the large area being cleared away by the windshield wiper. The Anderson Company of Gary, Indiana, makers of ANCO windshield wiper blades, refills, and arms, have perfected the wiper blade to wipe a clear pattern on every modern windshield under all conditions. The ANCO push-button refillable blades are available for cars with the hidden or regular wipers, or the kind used on foreign cars. The big bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet is visible in service stations all over America. And that's the place to have your streaking blades replaced or refilled with genuine ANCO wiper blades or refills. The serviceman can do this for you in seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Should I stay? The band had only one more song to play. And then I saw you at the corner of my eye. A little girl alone and so shy.
I
by a gentleman whose name is longer than the song title, Engelbert Humperdinck.
This is Keenan Wynn. Perhaps you're wondering why we call Azusa the Keep Your Car Going Strong capital of the world. Well, that's where the Wynn Oil Company people, to whom I am not related, make their Keep Your Car Going Strong products. For instance, Wynn's engine tune-up. It's guaranteed, or your money back from Wynn's, that in just 10 minutes driving time, Wynn's engine tune-up will free sticking hydraulic valve lifters.
Lifters!
It frees sticking valves.
Valves!
Repowers sluggish engines.
Engines!
Wynn's engine tune-up tunes your engine while you drive. It prevents costly engine damage. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for Wynn's engine tune-up. It's made to keep your car going strong by Wynn's.
No relation
of Azusa.
Azusa.
Brock's chocolate-covered cherries, chocolate-covered peanuts, chocolate ridge mix, all made with Brock's own pure chocolate.
B-R-O-C-K.
More monitor music now. Here's Morgana King with I Have Loved Me a Man.
I have loved me a man like my mama did. I have loved me a man. Tall and tender, his hands like my daddy's was. With a mind that understands. The lips that kissed away my tears. They're a part of the man like my mama loved. And I have loved me a man. I have with me a man like my mama did. I have with me a man.
Monitor Sports Special, the American League pennant race, with Monitor reporters on the scene in Fenway Park, Boston, and Tiger Stadium, Detroit. For the latest on the Detroit, California game, let's call in Len Dillon in Tiger Stadium, Detroit.
Jack, the Tigers are still leading. They're on top 5-0, and we've just completed 8 innings. The Tigers have the bases loaded in the 8th with 3 men on and 2 out, but Dick Grzewski grounded out 2nd to 1st, and that ended the threat. Right now, the score reads Detroit, 5 runs, 10 hits, and no errors. California, no runs, 3 hits, and 2 errors. California has used 5 pitchers so far, the last one being Pete Cimino. Mickey Lolich has done very well for the Tigers so far. He's only walked 3 men, and he has struck out 8. He has averaged a strikeout an inning with the exception of the 5th, but he took care of that by striking out 2 for the 4th. This is a young man whose record is only 13-13, but that's misleading because he's won 8 of his last 9, and his last 2 victories were 4-hit shutouts. He beat Washington 4-0 and New York 1-0. So Lolich has only 3 men to go, and then he'll have his 3rd shutout. In any event, he has pitched a very good ball game. His teammates' philosophy so far, very simple. Win them all, and the worst we can do is tie no matter what Minnesota does. The weather is cloudy and cold up here, but the Tiger fans are red hot because right now on the scoreboard, they just put it up. Boston 6, Minnesota 2 on Yastrzemski's 3-run homer. So from Tiger Stadium, where the tensions build and we're waiting for that 2nd ball game at the end of 8, it's Detroit 5, California nothing, and it looks like a Tiger victory in the 1st of 2. From Tiger Stadium, Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Thanks, Len. Now for the latest on Minnesota-Boston, here's Maury Siegel in Fenway Park, Boston.
Jack, the news that Lem gave you is absolutely correct, of course. Yastrzemski tagged his 44th home run, a three-run shot. The Twins brought in Jim Merritt, their fourth pitch of the evening, or the afternoon, rather, a left-hander to face Yastrzemski. And in his third pitch, Yastrzemski walloped one deep into the Red Sox bullpen to make the score 6-2. It climaxed the three-run uprising by the Red Sox in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Twins pulled into a tie in the sixth inning, but the Boston's untied it promptly when George Scott greeted one of the three on the four Minnesota pitchers with his 19th home run on Klein's first pitch in the sixth inning. Santiago is pitching brilliantly. He has a seven-hitter, and you hear the background noise of 34,000 people rooting like the Dickens for their Boston Red Sox. This is Maury Siegel at Fenway Park for Monolith Sports.
Thanks, Maury. And now a word about State Farm.
Hi, George Carlin here with another edition of What's Your Problem? Let's take our first phone call from a listener. Hello.
Hello, George. Hey, look, say, I want to ask you about them little State Farm stickers. You know, a little red and white emblem.
Yes, sir. The one that represents the world's best car insurance value. Big low-cost protection and service from the world's largest car insurer, State Farm Mutual.
Hey, I know what it means. I want to know how to remove one of them things.
Why do you want to remove your State Farm bumper sticker?
It's beginning to itch, that's why.
You're supposed to put it on your car, sir.
Follow all the sports news every weekend on Monitor. Throughout this weekend, of course, we're keeping you up to date on the dramatic finish to the American League pennant race. And this coming week, the World Series will be covered by NBC Radio and TV. Albert and the Tijuana Brass, a banda. This is Jack Haskell, your host for Monitor 67, reminding you that NBC News on the Hour is just ahead.
To the latest news now, it's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now, from everywhere. From
back to school time, and you can get free school book covers at any Wetson's. Yes, for free, while Wetson's supply lasts. Whenever it's eating time, go to Wetson's, famous for 100% all-beef hamburgers, quick service, low prices, and other delicious, mouth-watering food energy delights. Enjoy those palate-pleasing 100% all-beef hamburgers, or Wetson's succulent southern fried chicken, crisp and tender with golden brown french fries, only 69 cents. For a refreshing thirst quencher, ask for a Wetson's creamy thick shake in your favorite flavor, just 25 cents. Among other Wetson's food favorites, 100% all beef cheeseburgers at 25 cents. For hearty eaters, there's the double cheeseburgers at only 45 cents. And for dessert, Wetson's hot apple pie, only 15 cents. Anytime you're ready for real eating pleasure, refresh yourself at Wetson's Hamburger Drive-In Restaurants. That's Wetson's, open every day and night. In Glen Cove, Long Island, a Wetson's is located on Glen Street next to the Town Theater. In Brightwater, Long Island, there's a Wetson's on Sunrise Highway, corner of Pine Drive. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book. WNBC, New York.